Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Oh my gosh, how loud is the music?
All right. Are you?
Who am I?
You're me.
We're at the doctor. The big 36-week ultrasound to see the baby. Exciting. So she was on the calendar tray. Reminded me numerous times. I couldn't wait to go. And she, you're very pregnant. Of course you are, and we support you, and we are patient with however you're acting, because you can't control this.
Can't control.
How would you describe how you've been acting? What's been your like default disposition?
My default is number one, tired. So like a little zombie-esque.
That's number one.
Yep.
Okay.
Number two is irritated.
Irritated.
Yeah.
With.
Anything. Yeah.
Doesn't
take much.
Walk into the doctor's office. First of all, we learned this. So many things I'm learning still. We sit down and they're asking everyone, like, who's here for an OB appointment? Right? Sure. That's what they said.
Yes.
And then you raise your hand. I go, what? Is there other things going on here? And she goes, well, some women here aren't pregnant. I go, what? There's there for a check.
It's of their, called an OBGYN. So I saw the OBE.
Some of them are just for the GYN.
Yeah, some of them are just for the GYN.
Yep. So you're only getting your OB seen.
But she is also, if you are, I don't know if there's any doctors who are just one or the other. I think you
Then I felt weird being there. I'm like, I shouldn't be here as a man.
You kind of think that they should have separate waiting rooms?
I'm just thinking if I went to the... The weenie doctor, is that what they call him? Uh-huh. And I'm like, this guy's wife's over there. I'd be like, this is private.
You don't think that wives go with, what if they were like getting diagnosed with like prostate cancer? You don't think the wives would be there?
Oh, I don't know. And that's another thing I said, I've never been to this doctor, but you girls, you have to go starting from
once a year.
Starting at what age?
When you start your period, I guess, when I went.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been with the doctor for like 20 years? I've never been to mine once. Well, isn't that crazy?
It's a little different.
You girls' lives are hard.
We have a lot more going on in there. We really do.
Well, whatever's going on in there caused you to be super mean to me. And we can't wait to tell you that story and more on this episode of Correct Opinions. We have a segment at the end. We're going to teach me some more things and me, you.
Uh-huh.
Fun segment alert. We got your submissions. We got to get to all sorts of stuff. Great episode. Please share this with a friend. You got someone who's maybe pregnant. Mm-hmm. We can teach them things. We're experts. Maybe someone who's getting married.
Yeah.
Maybe your boomer mom.
Yeah.
She'd want to listen to us if she could figure out how to do it.
I think the boomer moms love us, actually.
Share with a friend. Give us 5 stars. It means a lot. And let's do it. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
You know what? I've heard how GLP-1s make people lose a ton of money.
Oh.
Yeah. You're looking thin. So is their bank account. Well, not anymore. Thanks to our proud sponsor at Row. We know people on these GLP-1s.
Yeah,
of course. Good for them. They've lost weight. But we've heard a lot of the same complaints. They're too expensive. But Row, they're here to save the day. The lowest cost way to access FDA-approved GLP-1 treatment, whether covered or paying cash. That is Row, baby. People often think if insurance doesn't cover it, that's it, but that's not necessarily true. Roe helps eligible patients explore multiple FDA-approved GLP-1 options, including more affordable cash pay treatments. So not having coverage doesn't automatically mean treatment is out of reach. Roe wants to help people lose weight. That's why they have the lowest cost options out there. Whether you're doing insurance or cash, baby. So go now. If you want this or someone you know, send it to them. We have an offer for you guys. Join the over 1.5 million people who've trusted Roe on their weight loss journey. So go now to roe.co/correctopinions to see if you qualify. Go to roe.co, ro.co/correctopinions to get started on Roe. We've heard it works great. You guys are going to love it. So go now to roe.co, roe.co/safety for box warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medications. Roe.co/correctopinions.
Slosh.
You are sweating a lot. That's kind of your thing now.
Yeah.
Now we cuddle together, get the blanket on us. Now I'm all alone.
I really can't. I'm sorry. It's too much. It's too hot.
We're Lola Blanket family. Proud.
Yeah, love them so much.
The proud sponsor of the pod. So you're excited to get back to the blanket days, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I am.
But Lola Blanket, hey, they, like you said, they don't just do blankets. They do blankets of all kinds. And they do pillows. And guess what? Now they do dog beds.
Oh yeah.
Now the recties know, Katie and I, we don't have a dog. I grew up with a dog, love a dog, friends with dogs. I've hooked him up with this. And Derek, proud dog owner.
Very proud dog owner.
Got you a Lola dog bed.
It's perfect. The kid, dog loves it.
And the kids love it.
Kids love it.
Because we got one too.
Yeah.
And it's actually been amazing. The kids are having a blast playing on it.
The kids, I mean, it's the fit. I think that maybe one of the best things that's ever been.
It's huge. It's beautiful. It's the Lola material that we all know and love. It's so soft. Your dog loves it. It's
so soft. Yeah. The kids will snuggle their heads with the dog. It's adorable.
So, sweet. Yeah. So if you're a Lola fan or if you're new, you're going to love their blankets. You're going to love the dog bed. The Lola pet bed is OEKO Tech Standard 100 certified. Am I saying that right? That's fancy stuff.
That's good.
That means it's made without harmful chemicals and safe for your pet and home. Available in three sizes, small, medium, large. For a limited time, our listeners can get 40% off select Lola blankets products like the dog bed with code CORRECTOPINIONS at checkout. All one word. Head to lolablankets.com. Use code CORRECTOPINIONS to get
40% off is great.
40% off your order. If you have a dog or that perfect gift for someone who has a dog, after you purchased last week, you heard about them, tell them we sent you. So go now, lolablankets.com and code CORRECTOPINIONS, 40% off.
Okay, so yeah, we get into the appointment. Huh? There's actually no one there at the doctor when we first get there. And Trey sits down and I'm kind of checking in and I hear some music playing. And I turn around and look at Trey and I was kind of like, Trey, that music is kind of loud. And he just kind of looks at me like, okay.
Oh, yeah, wow.
And I turn back around and it just like keeps going. And I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing. He is playing music that the whole office can hear. What is he doing? And so then I turned back around and I was like, Trey, why are you still playing that? And then he said, that's the doctor's office music.
And yeah, let me be clear on how you said it. You know, Trey, why are you playing music? You go, she literally was like, Trey, that music is so loud. And there was women checking her in. There was a pregnant woman behind you who I swear looked at me too, kind of like, oh my God. And then I go, what? It's the speaker. And you and the pregnant woman, everyone died laughing like, ha, yeah. We love being mean to these guys. I'm like, what? You drug me here. I'm here. I don't know what's happening. I'm here to support. I'm getting bullied by you and other pregnant women. You're like, Trey, the music.
I was just the speaker.
I was just over there just jamming.
I thought you were just like listening to something on your phone.
It's insane. You think I would do that? I just blare like I'm 80 years old.
I mean,
that was like, wow. Yeah, just the littlest thing. Turn that music off.
The like receptionist was checking me in. I was like, I'm sorry. I'm, you know, in my third trimester. I'm like in my last month of pregnancy. I'm sorry. She goes, it's fine. I was like,
but it's all a baby. Baby's good. Cute baby.
Big old babies in here.
Yeah, Katie makes them big, man.
I really do, but I think it's your fault because you were the one who was like really big when you were born. So I was a tiny little baby. I was 6 pounds, 14 ounces when I was born.
Okay, you were 4 feet tall. That's got to be worse, I think. That's like when a clown does that like trick. They go, well, my God, she's still coming.
That's not what I happened. Think that.
Like, she's like, what is that, the placenta? No, it's the lower half of your baby.
Oh my gosh, it's still coming out.
Yeah. So it wasn't all, both our mothers went through things.
No, for sure. Wider. And this baby is, yeah, 99% head, the whole thing. Just a big.
The baby is 99% head?
The head is.
Oh no, that's not
99%
good.
99 percentile.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Humpty Dumpty.
They go, you're not going to believe this. This thing's all head.
Yeah. So it actually made me feel really, it made me feel better because.
What's the head? I mean, your family's rocking some big old domes.
And your head is bigger than mine. Your
family has a huge head.
What?
Oh my gosh. That one brother of yours. I don't know how he keeps it up.
Have you looked at your head?
I swear I look over him. He's like, my neck gets tired.
We were talking about heads because we're watching Neighbors and Friends, and John Hamm's head is ginormous.
Why are you staring at his head and face so much?
Because
I don't love that.
Every baseball cap they have him wear in that show looks like a child's hat on him because his head is so big.
Did that irritate you?
It was just kind of like
shrink his head in the edit.
It's just kind of like startling. And when they put him side by side with like a woman, it's like his head is like double the size of any woman's head.
He has a big head.
It's wild.
He does have a huge head. And it's not just around, right? It's just kind of tall and wide. Some people have too big a head.
So anyways, that's gonna be our child.
Mm-hmm. He'll look like John Hamm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That would make sense coming from us, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, help the talent. Love that show, by the way. Didn't love how it ended season two. Throwing that out there if anyone's watching that. But so you're feeling okay? Big old.
But yeah, it did make me feel better because I was like, oh, that's why I feel like this is because I have like they kind of like supposedly I'm 36 weeks and supposedly this baby is 7 pounds and 4 ounces already.
Mm.
So that's like that's a whole newborn in there. And I apparently still have like a month to go. So if you're wondering I'm uncomfortable or tired, that's why.
Okay.
You felt those kicks. That was not a tiny baby kicking. Mm-hmm. Those were.
It seems like a lot more.
Yeah. Those were. I mean, baby was trying to get out.
We've had a great weekend. What did we do? We went to the farmer's market. We've never been to a farmer's market as a family. We always forget it. We're not morning people. So I go, you know what? Yeah. Let's go to this farmer's market. I think it's one of the first ones. It was a nice day. So it was slammed. There's so many people. And
it was terrible, to be honest.
It was
tried to have a positive attitude the whole time, but I hated it the whole time.
It was one of those outings where you're just walking through this big crowd, and immediately kids are like, get me out of the stroller. I want to walk over here. No, we're not going to walk over there. I wanted we got to wait in line to buy this. That took 10 minutes.
I was sweating a lot very quickly.
And we were excited to get some fresh produce. There was like, all that was there was like donuts and coffee and flowers where there was no vegetables.
I mean, there was
very few.
Truly, we saw 3 stands of vegetables.
I saw 3 vegetables and you were one of them.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, it was not a successful run. And then our daughter's just kind of just having a moment. She's bawling, crying. Thomas just hits us with pot. I gotta go potty.
Yeah.
There's no potties to be seen. He's still learning. Thank the good Lord we had, in my laziness, had left his little boy potty in the back of the car.
Been there for a month.
I go, ooh, yeah, we'll do that. And then your fingers crossed. And I go, you're going to potty in the back of the car. And you'd have no idea if he's going to be like, no, I don't do that. Yeah. But luckily he went, I'm going to pee in the car.
Yeah.
And he got in the back and he was like, oh, yeah. It was like the coolest thing he'd ever done.
And thankfully he got it all in the toilet.
And we drove off. You said, what'd you do with the pee? I go, I drank it. What do you mean?
I just was making sure that, you know.
And we were bickering. You were sweating. We actually didn't bicker too bad. We got in the car and I go, put the show on. You have to wave the white flag. Yeah. Put on Mr. Pout Pout Fish.
Which parents don't put that on.
Just
the
driving
background.
Home. Katie's like, this is the worst sounding show I've
ever
put.
The most annoying show to have on in the background. It's like a new movie. There was like
blub blub blub.
They were like whining and crying on the show. I'm like, we turned this on to not hear the whining and crying.
We just kind of like got in the car, finally got unbuckled, show on, crying had stopped, and we just looked at each other and laughed. Like this is our Saturday morning. It was I'm like, I'm gonna run and get the car. We had to park a couple blocks away. I ran the whole way. Could you tell?
I could. It was very fast. Yeah.
And I got back. I left you with a crying daughter, and I got back, and she was still crying.
Yeah.
And that's when I went, oh, no.
Yeah.
She's inconsolable.
She was. She had two teeth coming
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she's got 70 teeth.
I think these are the last two.
She's growing out her nose. These
are the last two. But she was, and then, yeah, so, and then I actually got, I felt horrible all day Saturday. It turns out I had, like, the stomach thing that happened, I guess, was what the kids had. I don't know. Anyways, I was sick Saturday and Sunday, so
quite a weekend for me. It was fun. I had a lot. It was mainly great. I had a lot of fun time, like dad time with the kids.
Yeah,
but they also were recovering. And there's a lot of moments.
Mm-hmm.
We're here. Everyone's healthy enough.
Mm-hmm.
World Cup's here. It's exciting. Mm-hmm. We're gonna go to a game. You can go to the game. You feel confident in that?
I have a appointment the day before, so we can get everything checked.
Mm-hmm. Could you check me, please? I'm just going to go to the World Cup. Make sure my cup's
I'm
good.
I'm pretty sure my doctor is a big soccer fan, so she's probably going to really
be,
like...
She'll be like, goal!
I was going to say she'd probably just encourage me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Girl. Do it. Yeah. Women can do anything.
I'm telling you, as long as we have like a... entrance and escape route. Like,
oh, because of like international crime?
No. Like, if something were to happen, I wouldn't be like walking like a mile to go to get to our car.
Because
that probably wouldn't end well.
No, it wouldn't. You watching Off Campus?
I did. I started it.
Describe it to me. I know nothing about the show. Everyone's talking about it. Is it kind of like Outer Banks or something like that?
Yeah.
Are all the characters hot? That's what those shows do.
That's what they, yeah.
They're so hot.
That's what they do. But it's like the cheesiest, like the
Wait,
way.
Off campus. What was, is it like high schoolers? Did I just say something really weird?
It's college kids, thankfully, which does make it better.
Are they like 28-year-old college kids? That's my favorite when shows do that.
Oh, they're for sure. Yeah. They're not.
I don't know why.
Well, actually, the main girl, I think, is like 19, actually.
Oh, so I did say something weird. I've never seen this. I don't know anything about it. Oh, it's hockey?
Yes.
They're hockey boys?
Hockey boys.
Oh, those hockey boys.
Mm-hmm. And
look at these hockey boys. Those are college kids? That's so funny.
That one, yeah, but...
No, that's not... I don't know who that... I don't know who
Amazon
that
ads.
Is,
what did that say?
Off-campus
series, yeah.
I don't know who that...
Do you like it?
Little blonde boys.
They're on a college campus and they're on the college hockey team?
Yes.
Let me guess. I know nothing about it. I bet, welcome to this college town. Everyone here is hot and everyone here is dating each other. Uh-oh. He's on the hockey team. The main character girl likes the hockey boy, but she shouldn't. Even though he's hot, 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 he's bad news. But this interesting kind of other male character, he's over there. He's kind of surprisingly attractive, but... He's a nice guy. It's going to take him some time, but he might get in there. He might let her win her over and let her know, hey, there's better guys out there.
You're wrong.
Oh.
The hockey player is actually the nice guy.
Oh. Who's the hot bad boy? Who's the hot bad boy?
Like his other teammates. But they're not vying for her. He's kind of the hot bad boy at first and then breaks down his walls and shows her.
Oh, he's actually a good guy. I love when they do that.
And she's like a music nerd kind of thing.
He's like, the first time I put on these skates, it was figure skating. Like that type of character? He's like, everyone thought I was gay, but...
No.
That's why I put on the pads. That's my true passion.
He has like a sad backstory. Like his father...
Yeah, and then also...
His father abused him.
I was supposed to go to trials, but right before I tried out, my dad beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. He put me in the back of the pickup.
And she has like a tragic story.
And maybe sleep there is cold because we're doing hockey family.
And
she has a tragic story?
Yeah.
Where's she from? Give me two hints and I can guess it.
You probably won't. She's from Indiana.
From Indiana. Ooh, yeah. That's already narrowed it down.
And it happened to her in high school.
Mm-hmm. Hope Uncle Larry's in jail.
It was another hockey player.
Who was her uncle?
No. No uncles involved.
These shows are so...
But the main part is just that, like, how they filmed it. Like, it's like they're, you know, especially the first, like, 30 minutes as they're introducing all these, like, you know, hot characters. Mm-hmm. It's like the guys coming out with their shirt off and the lighting is just
guys
like...
Guys are coming out?
Like, walking out of their rooms like, hey, man. And they, like, don't have shirts on. And the light, the way you could just tell the way they like set up the whole scene. It's just so
hot.
It's just so cheesy and funny. It's really, yeah. But I do appreciate that it's college and not high school, because it is really disturbing how many high school shows like depict like, or like insinuate like, like.
Oh, that guy. Is that the hot hockey guy?
Oh, no, that's actually the music guy that she thought she liked at first.
Mm-hmm.
What,
is he shirtless often?
Just in her dreams, really.
Oh, wow.
But really, though, like, some of these shows show high schoolers and they, like, insinuate, like, kind of, like, sexual scenes. And that's really disturbing.
It is.
On a lot of different levels.
Gross.
So anyways, are you sad that you're not watching it with me?
I don't know. We were watching, what did we start last night? Oh, Rooster. We were going with that. That was funny. I was really enjoying that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we finished Your Friends and Neighbors, and I was watching, like any good husband does, watching the NBA Finals on my phone. So I'm watching both, and there, dare I ask one question where I go, wait, what happens there? Pregnant Katie goes, I'm not going to tell you everything that happens in the show. I go, I'm cowering in our bed. Watching the game I want to watch on that 65-inch TV. So can you answer a couple questions for me?
I honestly think that if...
Watch it!
If you... The issue is that when you're not trying to also watch a sports game and we are both sitting there staring at the same show, you have a lot of questions still.
You're really good at it.
He can
Anyone
watch,
else? Derek, I watch a whole show.
Like two seasons of a show.
Main character's name, no clue.
Oh, yeah. Even in books, I would skip those over, kind of.
Yeah, I go, she's like, yeah, well, I go, wait, what's happening here? She's like, well, that's Olivia's ex. I go, who's Olivia?
Yeah.
She goes, are you serious? The main character. I've never thought, like, in real life, I go, you're a human, what's your name? But on the show, I don't think to lock the name in.
Oh, I don't think I do that either. I just...
Right? You're just watching it. I go, John Hamm's, what's his name in the show? No idea. John Hamm.
Yeah.
John Hamm's wife, ex-wife.
Melanie.
Mel. That rings a bell.
Mel. Andy. Cooper.
James Marsden.
Coop.
Dude, what was his name? Olivia Munn.
Owen Ash.
Okay, yeah. How crazy is this? Fun fact alert, Your Friend and Neighbors, season 2. Again, we love the show. James Marsden and Olivia Munn are both in that show. They're romantic. And... I'm not ruining anything. That happens in the first episode. And they both went to the same high school in Oklahoma.
Oh. Not at the same time.
Not at the same time.
But yeah, pretty... Yeah.
They might have, aren't... No. How old is she? Anyway, because I was like, wait, I think they're both from Oklahoma. And I looked that up and they go, they actually went to the same high school. Isn't that kind of crazy?
It is crazy.
Putnam City North. Good school
that,
in Oklahoma
was
City.
Was that like your rival?
We would play them in sports for sure. The same 6A. Did you look this up here?
Yeah.
They interconnected ties Oklahoma made headlines during the show's press tour, where they revealed they first met years ago at a Bennigan's in Oklahoma City. Oh, come on. Don't make us sound like the lamest.
What's a Bennigan's?
We actually met years ago in Oklahoma at a saloon.
What's a Bennigan's?
It's like a trash restaurant. come on guys, yeah, we actually met at a trailer park. Wow, aren't we just funny to me? It's fascinating how certain famous people, how they really rep where they're from, and some are like, don't mention that. But he went to Oklahoma State for like a year. Go Pokes. He doesn't care.
Yeah, because
I went to Edmond. We were in a nicer community than them. Oh. And am I the most famous person that went to my high school? Probably not. Top four.
Who else went?
Shannon Miller. Ever heard of her?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your parents. They have.
Gymnast.
Gold medalist multiple times over, I believe. And Bill Self.
That's a cool one.
That one's cool.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Hall of Fame college basketball coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Him and my dad were pals. They were the same age. They all went to school all growing up.
Oh, are they friends?
They were like legitimate friends growing up. I don't know, you know. My dad's 60, has one friend.
Oh.
This is what I'm learning. It's just, you go on through life and you just, until you're just, and for 30 years it'll be you and my one buddy, like Matt. And I'll be happy. Oh. I'm joking. My dad has many friends, but.
Yeah, he does.
Let's get some correct opinions, shall we?
Okay.
My dad has too many, my friends have too many things going on.
I think that they
have. Now they're living it up. Like, look at us on another fancy vacation.
Yeah, they're having fun.
Here's less money you're getting. That's what I read it as.
I think that they're doing great. They're having fun. They should.
I'm kidding. Yep. I'm glad they are. I'm actually very grateful. I would hate the opposite. They're sitting around. What do we do?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
I mean,
this has been hard on me. I have no travels. I'm just around.
We're like a week into him not traveling, and he would have acted like.
It's not good for me.
You would act like that we have like the most boring lives on.
Well, it's mainly because. We've talked about this. I don't blame you this at all, but I am alone for all intents and purposes. You're lying there,
mm-hmm.
but you're actively telling me to like not talk to you and not touch you.
So it was actually just like when you traveled.
I'm having to like pay you to talk to me right now. That's the only way. Once
yeah.
a week.
Yeah. Good thing we have this.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm glad that you get to experience what I experience when you travel, just being home alone every night.
I mean, dude, she's so mean. Are you gonna be? What if we get a bunch of new listeners because they love how mean you are? Are you gonna be able to keep this up when the hormones leave?
Postpartum hormones can be worse. I mean, I don't.
You just start hitting me. Yeah. That's the Patreon. You assaulting me.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh, that's too much. Sorry.
Too much.
Describe the Patreon though. What I'm talking about. Patreon.com slash Trey Kennedy. Patreon.com/Trey Kennedy. Katie will be even meaner to me, and that's our promise.
Wow.
My correct opinion, speaking of shows, my correct opinion is if you watch Love Island, it says a lot about you.
What's missing in your life?
Is it a little funny? They're like, yeah, I love Love Island. And you had the show where they're like, it's basically they're like, I love watching like softcore stuff.
I mean that it like it's
they're
just
announcing that. They're like 80% nude and like making out really hard.
Just like a lot of making out forcefully, randomly.
A lot of like semi-naked B-roll. And,
yeah.
And I go, you love that. They go, I go to a bar and watch it with strangers. And
yeah.
You go, okay.
Yeah.
We have different hobbies. I'll never forget watching the one episode with you because I was going on Nick Vile's podcast. Yes. Like, we're going to discuss this. And we turn it on. It was just like, yeah, Carly's the new bombshell. And she's just on a beach. Just,
yeah. Ugh.
Just so much B-roll.
Yeah. In bathing suits.
Body roll and B-roll.
Yeah.
It's big. It's a big thing. And The Bachelor, they tried. They said, all right, there's an art to it because you got to find these wild people who are also abiding by the law. And that's the tricky part. And The Bachelor franchise learned this the hard way. They go, let's get a crazy.
It was too much.
Is there any update with that? Are they really just never going to release it?
It's a great question. I haven't heard anything. Taylor Frankie Paul is posting across socials in a... They're strange posts. I'll just...
I mean, yeah.
She... I don't know. I hope she's doing okay. You know, of course, rooting for everybody, but it was... we kind of forgot about that, but that was like insane. It's one of those insane things ever in like entertainment where they're like, we just had to cancel it. I just can't imagine being one of those dudes. You go, man, I'm gonna roll the dice on this thing. I think, hey man, y'all just wait till you watch. I made top four. I'm gonna get some followers. Things mm-hmm. are forget insurance. Your boy is on to the next, and they go, we're not ever showing this.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, some of them.
What I do that for?
Quit their jobs to go on that show.
Oh, of course. Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. That's wild. Yeah, I mean, she was trash when they selected her, and then she continued to be so.
Kind of their fault.
I don't really.
Yeah, it was maybe not. Now you realize when you're always like, well, they should get someone wild and crazy. And you go, well, that's why.
I think if you have a prior arrest, you should maybe just be off the table. Feels like.
Second chances.
My correct opinion is that I think as a society, we should just like let it be okay that in your last month of pregnancy that clothing is optional. Yeah.
What?
I don't want to wear clothes. It's too hot. It's too tight. It's too constraining. It's just, it's not good. So I think we've kind of messed up in society.
Okay.
I don't know if we're seeing a lot of this on camera, but I mean, the baby is going crazy.
What? What does it feel like? Are you okay?
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
jeez.
I told you there's a full newborn in here that's moving around.
Could it bust the skin? Is that possible?
No.
Genuinely.
No, that cannot happen.
Are you okay?
Kind of okay. Yeah.
Oh, I want this to end so bad. It's going to be the longest few weeks of my life. It'll be the hardest on me, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so wild.
I think you put a block in what the first couple months of a newborn are like and just not sleeping, though. I don't think you realize.
Oh, I'm sure I've recessed it.
Yeah.
It's so gnarly.
Well, you do block that out pretty easily.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah. So.
Oh, it's going to be so bad. I'm starting to think about it. Waking up every 2 hours, and then you wake up, and that's like two kids. And now our kids keep waking up in the night. They won't sleep through the night. Can you imagine getting woken up by another kid in that hour window you have to sleep?
Thomas did that when Eva was born.
Oh, boy.
I remember there was a few nights where I was just like, I guess I'm just not sleeping at all tonight.
So wild.
Do your kids wake up at storms? Because this spring has been awful at our house. We're
pretty good with storms, actually. They're not too bad with the storms.
Thunder is awful in our house, and
that'll get you.
Thomas is just he, and thankfully he's pretty. We're like, use your words, but he just will wake up and just go, "Mommy, I had a bad dream."
But now you're like, is he gaslighting us?
Yeah, I know.
Because he knows it's never ending.
I don't know.
Let's get some fan submissions. Again, send us traykennedy.com/correctopinions. Go to traykennedy.com/correctopinions. We want to hear from you guys. Send us anything and everything. We love reviewing these. We take questions. If you want advice, we also take constructive criticism.
Oh, we got some.
I enjoy your podcast, but I have three words for you that will make it easier to listen to. Let her finish. Respectfully, Trey, your constant interrupting makes it very difficult to listen to, and lately I've not even finished an episode. Congrats on your anniversary.
How do you feel about that constructive criticism?
I thought it was doing better. Is it improving but still bad?
Maybe, yeah.
Thoughts? See that? Yeah, and then I get nothing. So this is part when people are listening. Uh-huh. Sometimes I got to speak up. I just ask a question. I get no answers.
I think you still do it sometimes. Yes, but I think it maybe. Those were the first few episodes, hopefully, that she's referring to, and it's gotten better the last couple.
You think that?
There were a couple times in this episode where you're going to have to cut back and forth between cameras because...
Just a couple times.
Trey's coming in hot.
Just a couple times.
I'd say four.
Four times. Ooh. Once every 10 minutes.
That's probably not a good ratio. Yikes.
By the way, I want you to spend some money tonight.
Oh, you do?
We had our budget talk. You've been killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of you. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of us because we're both spending too much. But now, you know what? We've been so good for like a month now. Buy a little something. Will that be a problem for you?
I kind of already went to Target this
Okay,
morning,
well, great. So... way ahead of me. And Cash App helped her do it. Cash App card, baby. They're not just an app. They got a card. Proud sponsor of the pod. We can tell you at the end of this ad read how you can make free money. So, yeah, how about that? Free Cash money. App card. Mm-hmm. Not only do you get access to tons of perks and benefits like exclusive early access to nationwide concert pre-sales or discounts, but you also have extra security with the power to instantly lock or unlock your card right from your phone in just one tap. So that's good. Oh,
honestly,
it's boring you how safe
amazing
this is
because I do tend to misplace my wallet sometimes.
Okay, you do.
So it's good. It's very safe.
Keeps so it, you can rest assured knowing your account balance is protected by 24/7 fraud monitoring. All right. So new Cash App customers, here's the deal. They can earn $10 if they use code SECURE10 on their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 2 weeks. Terms apply. Do you hear that? New Cash App customers can earn
$10. $10 free.
Yep. Use the code SECURE10 in your profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC. Cash App Visa debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc. See terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, and Bancorp debit flex card. Discounts and permissions provided by Cash App, a Block Eat brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosure. So I can do my guys' night tonight? This Friday?
This Friday, yes.
What's the catch?
You will have to do everything on Saturday.
All right. There's always a catch, right? Not with Mint Mobile.
Nope.
When people hear, hey, Mint Mobile, $15 a month, people wonder what's the catch. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, there isn't one. No gimmicks, no gotchas, just limited talk, text, and data, fast, reliable coverage on the nation's largest 5G network, and award-winning care team. I guess that makes Mint Mobile a catch. How about if I switch you to Mint? I'm on Mint, baby. I'm paying cheap. How about I switch you to Mint? Then can I not do everything on Saturday?
I think you're still kind of locked in on me, but yeah, as long as I can keep my number?
You already switched to Mint. Yeah. Oh. You can tell because it works perfectly. I mean, we were overspending. Mm. Wireless done right. Premium service. $15 a month. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12-month plans. Say goodbye to a monthly bill. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile. It's so easy. You sign up online, get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So go now. We got this offer. MintMobile.com/Trey. That's MintMobile.com/Trey. $15 a month. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. MintMobile.com/Trey. That's it. There's no catch. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on a limited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. I've noticed you share. Thank you for that because I love criticism. Give me more. Dare you, if you can even find any. Trading.com/correct opinions. I've noticed you share your kids on social media pretty irregularly. I feel like it would be hard not to, given the type of content you create. I'm curious if you have any reservations about sharing your kids online or if you think you'll stop one day. Even if you stop sharing their pictures, would you continue sharing content that involves... Say that again. Even if you stopped sharing their pictures, would you continue sharing content that involves embarrassing stories about them? Do you worry that one day they will resent you for publicly sharing so much of their childhoods? Or do you feel like it just comes with the territory of your career that has provided such a good life for them?
It's a great question.
Obviously, for you, that's a mom question. They're not asking me.
I don't know. I feel like I get scared out of sometimes sharing them because of like what, you know, you always see like the videos of people being like, I stopped sharing my kid because their faces are going to end up, you know, on the dark web or whatever that is. What's happening?
I'm sorry. You're assuming I know what the dark web is, so...
And I don't know, but it's, I don't know. I guess I have mixed
the
feelings
harm
on
that.
There's some harm there. I have some mixed feelings on that, but we don't share. I feel like the stuff we share about them is just like very normal, like
Not dark webby stuff.
No.
What are you saying, Dave?
Will your kids take school pictures? Have you seen that conspiracy with Life Touch? And
are some people like refusing school pictures?
Yeah. I mean, that's when I get my tinfoil hat on.
They're selling them somewhere?
They're definitely. Yeah.
Oh.
What if you, I feel like there's a funny dark bit in here. We've uncovered it. They're selling the picture day, and you go, how dare you? And then you learn your kid was like the cheapest. And you go, well, if you're going to sell it, let's drive the price up a little bit. If we're going to.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, dang it,
really
dude.
Really sick. That was really
sick.
Yeah,
I said it was a dark bit. Yeah, and there's people listening right now and they're laughing.
That was sick.
They are. It's like there's like that great Key & Peele sketch. That Key & Peele sketch where they're like slaves at an auction. They're like, this is so messed up. And then they keep getting passed over. And they're like, what? Why aren't we getting bid on? Like, wait, what? And then they start like, no, you should bid on me. Yeah. That's a great question. There's obviously a lot of fear mongering of like, you know, some people, you do whatever you want, but they're like not sharing it because it's going to be on a dark web somewhere. That sucks. And that's weird. Part of me is like, I don't know. At some point there's just sickos out there. So you kind of have to live your life.
Yeah.
To some degree, it's like you can only control what other people do so much. But sure, if you never ever show your kids ever on any photos ever, like you're protecting that. But I don't know. I love our kids. They're cute. Obviously, when I've thought about that a lot as time goes on. Like, yeah, we'll have to reach a point where daddy's going to have to ask the kids, like, we have a funny story about you. Can I say this? Or, you know, It depends on the age. I know a six-year-old can't wrap their head around, like, hey, 10 million people might hear this funny story about you.
Yeah.
And number one, I feel like anything we're sharing about them isn't embarrassing our children. You know,
kid stuff.
Yeah. Hey, when you were two, I joked about how you like pooped on the ground. I don't think my 14-year-old daughter will be like, how dare you?
Yeah.
That poop was in confidence. It's like, yeah, you're little kids, haha, funny story. And then we're also raising a funny household to take a joke. That's very important to me. Yeah. I think that says a lot about a person. But of course, they're going to have those years where they're probably like, don't ever talk about me ever. I'll have to honor that. And so that'll all come. But like, this is interesting. I learned you talk about, you know, there's all these ways you can pay your child. It's like, you know, if I can prove to the IRS that they are providing real value and work, I can pay them. And like, I'm working on this strategy where they'll each have a Roth IRA. It's almost like, here's an interesting, I have no answer for this. I'd love to have people sound off on this. Like what's the word I'm looking for? It starts with an M. Moral compass decision. Where it's like, okay, we'll never show them online and we can protect them in that way. Or do you show them a bunch-ish, you know, within reason? I think cute pictures and stuff. I never want to like be like, boy, you got to make another video today. You know,
the ones making us money.
Yes. But if I can prove that they're earning an income by providing some value, my business can pay into a Roth IRA for them. And if we do that throughout their childhood, few grand a year. By the time they retire, it'll be like eight figures.
You said $500 a year.
You can fund up to $7,500 a year into a child's Roth IRA if you can, you know, prove and document their earned income to properly qualify for. So then you go, hey, kids, I showed your face to millions of people when you were children because you're adorable and it worked. And then so when you're 65, you'll have $15 million. But you're all over the dark web. What do you think? What do you think they would want? What do you think they would answer us when you're like an adult? They would go, you know what? I go, but I have good news. You're broke, but I protected you. They go, Dad, I could have used the 10 mil. What do you think? And that's the crazy part of compounding. $7,500 a year, 0 to 18, by the time they're 65, could be 10, 15, 20 million dollars.
That's crazy.
So that's what you got to think of too when you see all these people like they're just like using their children. It's like they're also setting up their children to have tens of millions of dollars.
I think there's different ways to do it. Like we said, I think that if
they're the core of the business, you're like, if this kid goes away, we don't have a job. That's not good.
That's not good.
But it's like, hey, cute kid pick.
Yeah.
Anyway, great question. Impossible to answer.
I do think that I do get really like, even my friends who, you know, just have a normal following with like, people they know, they like will post their kid in like their school uniform or something like that. And I'm like,
ooh, that gets scary. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, don't do that. Like, don't ever show where, like.
And I do, if you really pay attention to what I'm posting, like I do little like the caption will cover like 15% of their cheek. Hmm. Just in my dumb brain, I'm like, that'll help weird people trying to steal their face or something. You know what I mean? I genuinely think it's a little weird to like, I don't ever want to be on public and someone be like, that's Trey Kennedy's son. Mm. I don't want to create that. Or like famous kid.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
I mean, we have to stop posting them altogether.
Well, no, I don't believe it. I think a cute post here and there isn't going to create that. If you're just like, oh, I've watched this viral video of this kid a lot.
Yeah.
That's that kid. He's a funny little kid. Yeah, I don't want to do that. I think that gets weird.
Let's see.
But no judgment. Do whatever you're going to do. Question. We had another one here, didn't I? Oh, yeah. I'm currently pregnant with my second and due around the same time as Katie. And hearing you talk about having another baby reminded me of this. Before my first was born, I was fully convinced my husband would not survive diaper duty. His gag reflex is unreal. Certain smells make him instantly throw up. So, in my pregnant wisdom, I decided to train him. Every night, I made him go on walks with me and pick up the dog's poop for practice. This man would go on the side of the road, gagging, sometimes actually throwing up, while I stood there like a coach, thinking I was preparing him for fatherhood. Fast forward to our son being born, I'm bracing myself for disaster, nothing. He changed diapers like it was no big deal, no gagging, no drama. Just casually handing blowouts at 2 a.m. So basically, I put my husband through poop boot camp for no reason, just for him to be fine when it counted. That's a man right there. He said, hey, when it comes time, I got this. Because there's no, everyone loves their own brand. Something about your own kid's poop. You go, I can handle my kid's poop. If you go, hey, that grown man pooped over there, would you help him out? Like, you couldn't pay me enough money, right? Right. Your kid poops on the ground. I go, oh, not that big a deal. It's not weird. You love your own brand.
I can't get the picture out of my head of like watching this couple on the side of the road and him like bending down to pick up the dog poop.
It. Pick it up.
And he's like actually like puking on the side of the road.
She's like, oh, you're pathetic again. Yeah. Oh, you would do that to me right now just to be me.
You'd say,
go pick up that poop.
No. I'm pretty against having to pick up dog poop. People should pick up their own dog poop, but I don't ever plan to do it.
Dude, growing up, you'd step on dog poop and you'd, I swear growing up, you'd be like, oh man, that happens. Dude, if I go step on dog poop right now, I'll shoot somebody.
Oh my God.
Am I not wrong? You go to someone's party and you step in poop, you go, this is unacceptable.
That did happen to me. This is
unacceptable. It happened to you and you were cool about it. I go, I would burn the house down. I go, I'm sorry. You're hosting a gathering. We can't have poop. Think about it. Poop. Oh, sorry. Oh, do you step in poop at my party? That happens, right? That can't happen.
I don't care. I'm sorry. I think it made it better that because you weren't there with me and I had both kids, that a really nice guy like took my shoe and completely washed it for me and returned it.
Shout out to him.
Yeah.
He didn't even own the dog. He was just a nice guy.
Yeah, it wasn't his dog. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's a freak.
Oh my gosh.
I do. The dog. And this is, again, I'm getting people go, oh, this guy doesn't like dogs. I love dogs. But I was raised in the 90s. The dog stays outside. The dog doesn't jump on my lap. The dog, we know when it's time, you just take it out back and shoot it. And these are things now that you're labeled as a dog hater. I love dogs, but we need to bring back the proper treatment of dogs where we love them. We take care of them. We walk them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're outside. They're not on your love couch. I could feel the judgment. Couch? Love seat.
Love seat.
Like, what's a love couch? Get off. Like, hey, get off mommy daddy's love couch.
I was like, what are you saying right
Rufus?
Now?
Rufus. That didn't sound right. I was like, we're going to keep going with that. Love couch. Get off my love couch.
Yeah.
I
mean, I obviously fully agree. Thomas did for the first time.
I love
time
dogs.
Ever,
I would love to pet your dog and hang with your dog.
Said, like, when I get older, when I get big enough to get a dog, he said that recently.
You've always been very firm. You don't want a dog. Is there, you're now a mother. Is there a world where you would give in?
No.
No. 100%. 110%.
Thomas, like, at the perfect age to grow up with a dog, has you, such a connection.
You're so sweet to Thomas. You give Thomas a lot of what he wants. He goes, mommy, mommy, please, mommy. Like, for three Christmases in a row, he goes, dog, 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 dog.
I would just continue to take him to friends' houses.
You'd hold firm.
I respect that. Will not own one.
I respect that.
I'm not going to take care of it. It's gross. They smell. I don't want it. Don't want it.
What if, so I'm being dead serious. What if he, it's your son. He like wants one so bad. You can't even believe how obsessed he is with this for years on end. And he goes, okay, we have this tiny dog that doesn't shed, a little bitty guy, doesn't tear up stuff.
No.
Okay. All right.
I don't.
Not the tiny dog, golden retriever.
I think that he can grow up and get one when he's an adult and can take care of it on his own.
Okay. Okay.
Because we all know who takes care of the dog. It's not the kids.
Did you hear that? We all know who takes care of the dog.
I did not hear that. No.
So you do that sometimes. I love that. Get a little bit of that in you. What is that? Some girls talk like that. It's really
don't
cute.
Hear it at all. I truly have no idea what you're talking about, but so we're not doing that, no.
Okay, let's get to a couple clips. Got some fun clips. Send us your clips too of the submissions. You got what?
I put one. The third one is mine.
Just can you stop cutting me off, please? I was talking.
See how it feels?
I'm kidding. Look beautiful today.
Thank you.
Every day.
But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I gotta say thank you to my mom and dad that raised me with principles and integrity. I cannot take advantage of people. I can't open an OnlyFans. I can't sell drugs. I'm too scared of getting arrested by the cops. And I can't abuse somebody's kindness. So I'm gonna have to work like a dog my entire life. Thank you, parents. I gotta say thank you.
This spoke to me because these people, a lot of times what they love to ask me, like, Trey, your content's so clean. You know why? I'm like, sure. Really just my mom and dad. I mean, if we really want to be honest, yeah, I have values and they matter to me. Why? My mom and dad. And then, now you have kids and I go, well, I could do something, but I don't want to. Well, my kids be different. I'm kind of experiencing this reality of like, I don't know if I am a good person at all. Oh. It's just like my parents watch me. I'm like, I just, it kind of not be worth it to be bad. So I better keep doing good. And then now I have children. I go, I don't want them to be bad. So that's kind of it for me. Yeah. Does that make sense? I go, yes. I can't be bad. My parents, that'd be kind of an ordeal. I go, well, now I want my kids to be good. So I gotta be good.
What? And that's really it. Are you trying to like,
I think there's a couple years in there where maybe I was like, should I be a crazy? I go, no. That I met you, I go, well, she's cool. She's a good Well, I want my wife to be good. So that means I should probably be good. Does that make sense?
I just have a hard time picturing you like.
Oh, I could be a bad boy easy. Can't you really? See it?
No, I cannot.
Oh, easily, dude. Cussing and drinking and cigging. Cigaretting. Is that what they say?
Yeah, you can't even. You don't even sound cool. No.
Oh, I could be a bad boy.
I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leather. Have own leather stuff. Mm-hmm.
Go well, Bennigan's. That is a really deep thought you're having there. So I'm glad you chose good over bad.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I think people are resonating with this. You go, am I a good person or I just, my parents are good. I want my kids to be good. I would like my wife to be good. So I go, I guess I just got to do it.
I mean, people probably resonate with you. I don't think I do, but.
You're just a good person.
I think I don't
that's
want
good. That's
to,
good for me.
Do I think you're a good person? Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's why I married you.
Well, you think I'm a person who blares their phone in public, which made me want to really talk about our marriage. you think I would do that? I'm just like, yeah, get checked in for the doctor, babe, to this girl doctor. I'm just going to blast EDM on my phone. Just kind of have a moment.
JBL speaker on your side.
Yeah. You have a video you provided.
I did.
Oh, I'm excited. All right, let's see. This is a lot of pressure. I'm not gonna lie. I know.
It was sent to me by a friend, my friend group who had the incident at the beach. So it's in reference to our incident at the beach where we kind of...
You were attacked.
Yeah.
Basically, if you missed that episode, yes, a guy in Rosemary 30A, some disheveled man was like spitting at you guys and hollering at you.
And kicking at us, yeah. Okay. So this...
Getting robbed, but you're a mom.
It's a robbery. Give me your back.
Oh, no, thank you. No snatching. Okay, gentle hand.
No, thank you. What? No touching.
My purse. My purse. Your purse is dead. Oh, you want this? Say purse, please.
Purse, please.
No, I'm not ready to share. Thank you.
No, I'm not ready to share.
Yet. Oh,
you like this? I know. It's yellow. Yellow, like the sun. What else is yellow?
No, what else? What else is yellow?
This is robbery.
That's really so good. Funny.
Oh, this is mommy's. This is mommy's. Dude, I really think that would work. Like, wait, what?
You'd be like, oh, you like this because it's yellow? Do you see anything else that's yellow? You can maybe take that.
That's really good. Oh, it's so much manipulation all day long.
It's so funny.
Oh, what if, you know, yeah, well, that's mommy's. What if you, oh, that's a purse for you. And you're saying, I'm like the nearest thing. It's a pillow.
Yeah.
You can carry that around. And then you're saying, ooh, ooh. No thing, no touching.
You have to say, please, please. Okay, I'm not ready to share yet.
That's great. That's funny.
So funny.
Great job. Great submission.
Wow. Wow. Thank you.
It's funny. Is she like a content creator? You guys like this role? Just popped up?
I don't
up?
Know. She sent it to me and then actually popped up on my feed. I think it's going around. It's pretty popular. Funny video.
Respect. Okay. We got one more clip here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Make friends only three ways, okay? Number one, a man will meet a man in second grade and he will die with that man, okay? That's his best friend for the next 60 years of his life. You're laughing right now. You're thinking about him. You're like, I haven't called Tom in a while, okay? I love that about you guys. Simple creatures. You're 7 years old and you're like, Carl, forever. It's fine.
I was gonna say, that's
I'll
you.
Deal with it. Sometimes a guy goes off to work. He'll work next to a guy for a couple years. That guy will grow on him. The other way men make friends is if your wives just start hanging out. Like your wife is best friends with this girl and she starts bringing this guy around and you're like, all right, kind of a nerd. And then he starts growing on you slowly like mold. And then one day he sends you a text that's like a meme and you're like, oh, he's my second best friend now. That's what happens.
Oh, I've been friends with Matt so long. It was Matthew, dude.
Did you, Derek,
do you have a friend like that? Do you have a friend since childhood?
Yeah. Yep, went to college with him too. Mm-hmm. Played football. Yep.
Same.
The whole time. You're just like, yeah, this is the guy.
Yep. Brick.
Come on, Brick.
His name is Brick?
Yep, his mom did drugs, but he's a good guy. He's a cop. He's got a beautiful family.
Yeah, had to arrest his mom. That was tough.
Yeah. Oh, I've but they're boys, man.
Yeah, you just meet a guy and that's it. Thomas is, he's like 18 months away from meeting his best friend for life, his best man.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You better expose them to some good people.
Every guy's got one of these because a lot of girls don't. You have a friend since you were six?
No.
Mm.
Middle school.
But. I'm excited. We're getting close to that. You go, hey, this is my friend. You bring this guy around. I go, sure, I'll be best friends with this guy. We got to be close to entering that phase.
What? I'm bringing a friend around and you're...
Yeah, you'll meet some mom. You're like, hey, we're going to hang out with these people. I'm like, this guy's my best friend now. That's
I don't
coming.
Know. I don't know. Guys, I stand by the fact that girls make friends way better than guys do.
Like true deep friends. We'll buddy up. We'll buddy up easy. Like real lifers. Every man, I'm just not there yet. I think every man getting to your 30s, maybe 40, you find the next guy in your kid's life. Hey, this is a wife's friend or some kid's dad. We're boys.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the like kids' friends' parents yet, really. But
have you got that yet, Derek?
Oh yeah, yeah. Hung
best
out
friend
last night, and we're ready to buy property together and start a little commune. Yeah, so
start a business together. Who knows?
Wow, I can't wait. I do. Why is that? Why is that? I feel like girls can just like. be more friendly and like make friends quicker than guys can.
I don't think that's true.
I do think it's true.
Okay, well, I don't. So now what do we do?
Judge Shake.
What do you think?
Oh, guys, way easier, I feel like. Like, that's like at a sporting event, you give someone a high five and you become...
That's like the main idea. It's like, dude's like, yeah, this guy's coming. I met him like at Home Depot this afternoon. Yeah. Girls are like, I don't know, should we invite her?
But I feel like I have befriended your friends' wives quicker than you've befriended my friends' husbands.
Well, why do we think that is?
Because
oh no, what are we realizing?
Because I think
you went to Georgia Tech. Who went to that college?
I think it's a
nerd. Yeah, I brought you a bunch of Oklahoma State cool party people. They're cool. They're fun. You got people like, I'm a consultant. I'm a consultant. What is that? It's not a real job.
I think it's
you're married to a comedian, and you're introducing me to a bunch of engineers. Who's more fun?
Dude, one of your best friends is an engineer.
Yeah, he needs to let loose a little more often.
I think that we're discovering it's actually a you problem.
He's a cool engineer. And I actually really like a couple. I really like a couple of your
friends. I'm not saying you don't like them.
And I'm really cool with them and we're fun.
I know that you are friends with them, but I'm just saying I feel like I was able to connect and was friendlier first.
Mm-hmm. So you're a dude? Is that the end of this argument?
I think that's kind of the moral, what am I trying to say? How our relationship,
I'll let you finish.
That's how our relationship is. I think I am more of the dude a lot of times and you're more of the girl.
Yeah. I have a big issue with our neighbors. I feel like we need to be buddies with our neighbors. And I go, Katie, I just feel like, am I the guy who makes the friends with the neighbors? I got to go talk to the moms?
Why don't you just talk to the dads?
Dads don't want that.
See? You're proving my point.
Because but once we get them in the backyard, then the dads, we're good. But we don't do that. Derek, am I wrong? Wives do the thing. They go, come over, and the dads go. And then the dads cement it. You invite, and we, so that's why I feel like we're in a tough spot, because I go, you know, I got to start talking to these wives. Hey, would you bring your husband over? And then it's weird. Why is he talking to me?
I suggested in like 2 months we could do like a driveway hang.
Yeah. Okay. Just put a fire pit out. That's the bat signal. People walk by. You tell them to come over. You offer them a drink. And then it just immediately comes together.
I need a few months. I'm not really in like a making friends era right now. So.
That's probably a big part of the issue is people walk by and I've lugged her out on the porch and she's like, I joked this weekend. I go, I think it's like I've been married to Clint Eastwood. She's on the porch. She's just like, get out of the street. Don't let the kids in the street. I'm chasing them around. She's just sitting there. Hey, get back here.
I really did kind of have a little bit of congestion and.
She was she was sick. Eva ran to the street. I had her. She, hey, hey. I go, oh my gosh.
So I'm not really giving off just like friendly vibes.
Her
hair is
disheveled. She's in her pajamas. Hey!
I was just like in my robe on her front porch. Get out of the street.
That's just my wife.
I'm not really
She's not very friendly right now. Neighbors walking around. Yeah. Hi. Oh, we're expecting? She keep it moving. Gran Torino.
Our neighbors that we've seen that walk around a lot. I mean, they haven't, for some reason, we haven't really crossed paths or they didn't really notice I was pregnant other times. We crossed paths this week. She was like, you're pregnant again? This is the third one again? She was like, have you only been pregnant since you moved here? Yes. The answer is yes.
All right, we'll work on that. Okay, let's get to a segment alert. We did a version of this. I think, what do we call this segment? I think we just sprucing up this segment. Current events for parents.
Yeah.
Current events for stay-at-home parents.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to ask you a few things. I just want to get Katie and maybe the other, probably the moms who are so busy. And so they've got their head down being a parent. We just want to let you know what's going on in the world. And so I just kind of want to know what Katie let's get a little barometer of what you know here. Okay. So what do you think? You know, I'm trying to be better with our money now that we're really parents and be wise. Do you think I should invest in NVIDIA and why?
What word did you just say?
NVIDIA. What does NVIDIA do?
They do money stuff.
NVIDIA. How?
How do you spell it?
They do videos.
No, they, should I invest? So I've put in quite a bit of money into it. Oh. Does that, are you, does that sound good to you? Or is it
like a stock thing?
Yes, it's a stock.
Okay.
It's a company that you can buy stock of.
What does the company do?
And it's maybe the, it's the like fifth biggest company in the world.
Well, I can't name one through five, so I'm not going to guess five.
What's... What's the number? What's the biggest company in the world by market value? Oh wow! I mean, just
Apple? Get.
I think so.
Yeah,
they still. Yeah, that's definitely them. Great, good job. See.
Okay. Okay.
NVIDIA's up there.
So what? What is NVIDIA?
The AI stuff. Oh. They.
Never mind. I'm actually wrong.
Never mind. Is it now Microsoft? No, Google.
Google's number two.
It's a gas company, isn't it?
Nope. It's
not app.
Starts with an N.
NVIDIA. It's actually NVIDIA. They're number one.
Oh.
So we're doing great.
They're number one? What are they?
I bought it months ago.
And it's AI stuff?
They make the chips. Oh. Or they like design the chips. Sorry. They design the chips that are needed, to put it very simply.
Okay.
Okay, this is good. We're learning stuff here. What okay. is... what were your thoughts on the LA mayor race? That was pretty pretty big-time headlines. What are your thoughts?
I didn't know they had who a new almost, mayor.
Who was that... What's his name again? The guy, he was really famous guy. He kind of came out of nowhere and nearly really caused a ruckus over there.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Maybe look into that.
Wasn't he the mayor of LA at one point?
He was the governor of California.
Oh, so there we similar. Go.
Are you bullish or bearish on AI?
I don't.
Is it a bubble? Is AI a bubble?
I don't know what those words are either. I've literally never heard those words in my life.
So should I invest a bunch in AI or no?
I guess that the one company that's at the top, sure.
Keep doing that one?
Yeah.
Okay. This has been good.
Yeah, but I guess if it's a bubble, that could be bad.
Why?
Because it could pop.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you have questions for me while we're at it?
I do. I feel like... Oh, hold on. We're going into labor and delivery. And so I have a few kind of like pregnancy labor questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Which I'm excited to see this time if they're going to check if I abuse you.
They do check that every time. They will.
They did not with Eva. They did not.
They didn't my last time too. Yeah. And they did the other times.
So did I just look particularly nice last time? Or I think that your vibe towards me, I'm definitely going to get checked. You wait right here, sir. Wait right here.
It's because with Eva, it was an induction. And so I brought you in. And with Thomas, we came in naturally.
Oh, see, nothing gets by you women.
Yeah.
I didn't think of that once.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I remember being so offended. I mean, I get it, but it did bother me. They go, wait right here, sir. I go, what? I was like, what was that? They go, they asked me if I wanted you here. I go, when did they ask me? Sir, do you want to be here?
Oh, yeah. You think that's the question?
Sir, do you want to be here? Yeah. Did she make you come here today? Thank you for asking. No, I want to be here. Oh, why did they ask me that?
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care?
They don't care.
They walk into rooms and they don't even look at me. I mean, it's genuinely...
You are not the patient. You are not the patient.
I get it, but and you'll never understand this, all right? I don't understand your experience. You don't understand my lived experience. Derek, am I wrong? Never in any room ever experience ever have I been like ignored more, felt less like just never have I experienced people walk in a room and just ignore you. It's really funny.
Do you feel like you're in the way even? Like I'll be like, I'm sorry, my feet are on the ground in here.
Yes, it's funny. Yeah. It's like they walk in and like, there's beeline towards you. Hi. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I get to her first, but then maybe look at me and be like, hey, how you doing, sir?
You think I've never, ever felt that before?
Well, that's unique. And what do?
You always introduce me.
That bothers me a lot. I go out, if the, I ever know, people just gloss over you, I go, this is my wife, Katie.
You do.
So I'd like when you were pushing to be like, ask what my husband needs.
Yeah. Is he okay?
He's feeling a little like underappreciated. Yeah. I'm sitting over there. Thank you. I would appreciate that because I do that for you.
Oh my gosh. The nurses would hate you so
much. Okay, what do you got?
I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing this exactly right, but what is
hit me, Clint?
What is the linea nigra?
I'm really shocked. I was telling you, I was like, come up with questions for me. I was like, no, I know everything. I've never heard anything like that in my whole life. All women know this?
All pregnant women. Yeah. It's something.
Is it something that like falls out?
No. I actually have never gotten one. And so that's maybe why you've never heard it. But some pregnant women get like a brown line down the front of their stomach.
Oh, I know the line. Oh, yeah. You had one.
I never had one.
Yeah, you had a faint one.
When?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess a little faint
one. You had a faint one. I never knew the proper name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called it your half court line. I don't know the science name. What else you got?
What, during labor, what is transition?
When you go from on your back to flipped over to your knees.
Nope.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the transition from the transition of the placenta.
No. It's when you go from like a 7 or 8 dilated to a 10.
They go, the transitions happen. The transition. Capital T.
Yeah.
Guys, we got a transition.
Because it's like the worst, most painful. Do you remember?
Transition incoming. Okay.
Remember when I was
missed that one.
Unmedicated for that? Remember how
Well,
intense that was?
Yes, I felt very bad for you, but you also played yourself. You
wait.
I said, babe, we got to get that epidural. And you're like, I want to do so much of a natural.
I go,
let's get that epidural.
I still, that's fine. And I did that. I'm proud that I did that.
That was amazing.
But you could see that it was very painful.
Yes. Very scary.
Last one. I think you might know this one, but I'm going to be kind of, if you don't, I'm going to be like, ugh. What is the like very first milk that comes in? What is it called?
Into what?
Into my breast. It's like, there's a specific type of milk that comes out first before the regular milk comes.
Comes out first?
Yeah.
Not in first. I was confused because I didn't know we pumped milk into them.
It comes into my body.
I missed the moments that someone pumped it in you.
It's not pumped in. My body's making it.
Oh my gosh. I was like, I had that all confused. I thought your body made it the whole time. I don't know. I thought you made it sound like someone pumps you full of the supply.
No.
Colostrum.
Oh, good job.
Good job.
Mm-hmm. That's
good. Good job.
Oh yeah, they're selling it to people now on the market.
They are. Stuff. They're selling cow colostrum to people. Yeah.
I saw like colostrum soda or something. The beverage industry, somebody needs to get a hold of it. Well, you know, it was one thing to make sparkling waters and White Claws, but I saw protein soda. I'm seeing colostrum sparkling water.
It's wild.
We got like creatine juice. I saw like kids protein juice. There's no limit to what's coming next.
There's no
absolutely going to be.
Yeah.
With like basic sellers, I threw out there like, do we need to throw some like protein in these or something? I mean, like, I think someone's going to figure that out.
Protein wine.
Oh, dude.
That's not going to end well.
I think this is harder said than done. Can you imagine if they really pull off a, this might be illegal, but like a protein beer or something. How does that not exist already? Frat boys, young dudes in their 20s, they make $1 billion. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I did a whole episode on that.
Really?
Like, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be coming. It used to be like a joke. Now it's like, no, that would work.
Yeah.
Bros get together and have at the tailgate. You might as well kill some protein while we're at it. Oh my gosh. I feel like you would. You'd have to have way more porta potties if that
got I was going to say, get all these mixtures together. Yeah, it's not going to end well.
I'm still locked in. Do I look leaner, guys? Be honest. I do think if you compared this right here, go back to like a January pod, I bet I looked thinner. I feel like I'm going to faint every day. I don't know how people lose 100 pounds. It's so hard. But like, I am like really, yes, I have a lot of problems. But I'm like, all I'm eating is meat. Gross.
You need some more fiber. It does help, like, I'm kind of like getting bigger. And so you just by juxtaposition, like, you look smaller.
That's why I'm excited. I think I'm going to get lean enough to when we go to the hospital, they're not even going to question me. They're like, this little guy's not hurting her.
I don't want that. I don't want
this little skinny guy.
Yeah, I don't want that. He's harmless.
That guy's thin.
Oh, but that's not what I want.
Well, then I'm going to bulk up. Like we said, we talked. There's a whole strategy. Love you guys. We're going to keep going on Patreon. Thanks for the support for, you know, this new chapter of the pod. We're loving. We're finding our groove. We really are.
Finding our groove.
I'm glad. It helps that you don't talk to me besides this.
It I'm does. Learning. Yeah, so it does.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to do tonight?
Same thing we do every night.
All right. Love you guys. Patreon. We're going to keep it going. Patreon.com/TreyKennedy. And we'll talk to you next week. See ya. Peace.